The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, 16 October 2020. All right, before we get into some deeper, darker matters, this Savannah Guthrie that held the town hall meeting on ABC. It's supposed to be a town hall meeting. What are you supposed to do at a town hall meeting? It's the people that are in attendance that have the microphone and have the bulk of the time. Not so with this one. And, well, you will see here that she interrupts. You're going to love this one, folks. Somebody took the time to do the editing on this. Savannah Guthrie interrupts Trump 61 times. And this is supposed to be a town hall meeting. Now, we had the highbrow version, if you can even call it that, the highbrow version with old Chris Wallace in the first debate. Here is Savannah Guthrie doing the town hall on ABC.
On the 15th of October, 2020, Donald Trump participated in a town hall meeting on NBC. Unlike a traditional town hall, almost every question in this broadcast was asked by the host, Savannah Guthrie. And almost every time Savannah Guthrie asked a question, she intentionally interrupted the president.
I felt good the following day. I felt really good.
Did the doctors ever tell you that they saw pneumonia on your lungs?
No, perhaps infected. And I tested positive.
Well, let's talk about testing.
I had no problem before.
Did you test the day of the debate?
That's when I first found out.
Well, back to the debate.
And the doctors do it. I don't ask them. I test all the time. And they.
Did you take a test, though, on the day of the debate?
They take a test, and I leave, and I go about
my
business.
Did you take a test on the day of the debate?
And they took a test, and it tested positive.
So just to button it up.
And sometime after the debate, I tested positive.
Let's talk about.
That's when they decided to let's go. Just the other day, they came out with a statement that 85% of the people that wear masks catch it. So,
you know, they didn't say that. I know that study. That's
what I heard. I have to be out.
You can see people with a mask, though, right?
I can, but I'm not going to not let them do it.
Now, there was an event with the gold.
I don't think that's probably where it was collected. Maybe it was.
Well, I was going to say, you bring it up. You brought it up yourself.
I also know.
There's no one that says.
It's risky doing it. It is risky doing it.
But as president, you're right.
There's tremendous spikes.
But our death rate is worse.
But we have therapies that are absolutely incredible.
I want to pick up on something you just said. You said we're rounding the corner.
I believe we're rounding the corner.
Now, 10%.
2,200,000
people. That 2 million figure, though?
You can't let this continue to go on with the lockdowns.
Well, most of the
states. And I believe that on November 4th, now they're open, it's like a ghost town.
Let's get to them.
And so you could have a hard time ever building it up again.
Let's get
and so that cure. And he was asking questions like Biden was a child.
Well, this is a little bit of a dark.
Are you listening? I denounce white supremacy.
Okay.
What's your next question? I denounce these people on the left that are burning down our cities that are run by Democrats who don't know what
they're
doing.
While we're denouncing, let me ask you about QAnon.
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little, but I know nothing about it.
They believe it is a satanic cult run by the deep state.
Study the subject. Burning down cities run by Democrats, not run by Republicans.
Republican Senator Ben Sasse.
I don't know.
Let me ask you another thing.
Let's go. Keep asking me these questions.
I do have one more on this
thing. And I agree with that. I mean, I do agree with that, and I agree with
that. But there's not a satanic pedophile cult run by.
Why doesn't he condemn Antifa? Why does he say it doesn't exist?
Because you're here.
Antifa, no, she's so cute. I'll put it out there. People can decide for themselves. I don't take a position.
You're not like someone's crazy uncle who can just reach me.
I wouldn't be able to get the word out. And the word is false. And you know what? And they're dumped in garbage cans.
That is a handful. We could go all night, which we won't.
When I see thousands of ballots dumped in a garbage can and they happen to have my name on it, I'm not happy about that.
Okay, but just those are cases.
Dr. Fauci said I saved thousands and thousands of lives.
Did you know?
I was early. I don't want to go out and say everybody's going to die. Everybody's going
to die. Isn't there a middle ground? You don't have to mislead.
They were talking about a 42% unemployment rate.
Who was talking about that?
It just came out at 7.8%. I am all for it.
I don't get that.
We're up to 40 interruptions.
If you look at Scott, Dr. Scott, he's from great guys, Stanford. He will tell you.
He's not an infectious disease expert.
Oh, I don't know. Look, he's an expert. He's one of the great experts of the world.
But I don't get it because you.
But then you have a report coming out 2 days ago that 85% of the people wearing masks.
I looked at that report. It's not about mask wearing. It was.
And I want to give great health care.
Mr. President, I got to follow you very much. On the pre-existing conditions.
Individual mandate is gone. That was the worst part.
You repealed, but you haven't replaced.
We got rid of the individual mandate.
But
that went through the legislature.
The repeal and replace.
We will always protect people with pre-existing conditions. And here's the thing.
In November.
We are ready to sign and pass stimulus, but she's got to.
People do not love the back and forth of Washington.
I want it to be bold. I want the money go to directly.
I said Republicans with you. They're going to go big.
They'll go. They're going to be
okay,
very.
Okay, but so far they have not said they would.
Because I haven't asked them to. I don't love what's happening to San Francisco.
Well, you're right. It sounds like you're saying $400 million isn't that much.
One of the biggest office buildings.
Wow.
Are you?
Wow.
It's a tiny percentage of my net worth.
That sounds like, yes.
You'll see that. It's called mortgage.
The communist town hall.
Any foreign bank, any foreign entity.
Not that I know. You saw what they did with the religious
group. But to be clear, there is no law or rule.
My son is here. They run the company. I don't run the company.
It also says that you paid $750 in taxes in the year you were elected.
Holy
crap. Number. It's a statutory.
But is that true?
I think it's a filing number. You pay $750. It's a filing or a filing fee. And I know she's going to make a great decision for our country.
You running as a pro-life Republican.
Even you, Savannah, will be very impressed.
Sir, we have about 30 seconds left.
We created new levels of jobs that nobody thought was possible. And next year is going to be better than ever before.
I got to leave it there. I got a wrap from the control room. Mr. President, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to the voters' questions. That concludes our town hall.
And welcome to our town hall with Joe Biden. Mr. Vice President, welcome to you.
Good to be with you. They're going to demand that it's safe.
But you expect to be there.
Oh, I expect to be there.
Mr. Vice President, thank you for your time tonight. Thank all the questioners here. Those are really terrific questions. I think you did a service to our democracy tonight. Thank you very
much. A service to our democracy. Oh, brother. Yeah. 61 times they interrupted. Mike, what was the one that did the last debate, the blonde from Fox? Kelly, what? Megyn Kelly. This woman makes Megyn Kelly look like a professional. And her big thing was, Donald Trump is a sexist, and, you know, what you say about women, and Trump shot back. I was talking about Rosie O'Donnell. Actually made her look good. Now, I am absolutely astounded. You know, they have tried their best to keep Joe off the debate stage with Donald Trump. I think there is, I guess there's scheduled, Mike, one more presidential debate aside from the town hall stuff that they supposedly are doing a town hall. and not letting really the people that are in attendance ask the questions? The 22nd, next Thursday, 8 p.m. in Nashville. And who's going to be moderating that mess? The guy from C-SPAN is out. By the way, he's been suspended by C-SPAN because he got caught, and then he turned around and lied and said somebody hacked his account. I never tweeted that. Well, he had to admit to the C-SPAN bosses, which is funded by our own government. That's right. He's been suspended. You see how this stuff kind of disappears and it goes down the memory hole of the news. But how can you shove something down the memory hole of the news when they won't even acknowledge it? There's nothing to see here. Just move along. This is not a real issue. George Stephanopoulos did not ask the question of Joe Biden, chiding him. Fake mocking, if you will. These horrendous, stupid stories about you and your son and the millions of dollars that were paid. All this stuff is coming out, folks. All of it. Was it the October surprise? Eh. All's fair in love and war and politics, as I've heard. And the thing in politics that's really, really dangerous is somebody coming out with the truth. That's what's really dangerous. 61 times. And Trump, the intolerant Donald Trump, with that type of scenario, folks, I cannot lie. I didn't chop the cherry tree down, but I can't lie. Seeing that woman, Savannah Guthrie, perched atop that chair with those high platform shoes she had on, I just kept envisioning walking across the stage and kicking a chair over. I'm sorry. Isn't it great that we sometimes think things that we never act on? But wasn't Trump tolerant of her incessant interruptions? He was bound and determined he was going to get the information out. Does it say who's going to moderate? Well, you put it on my screen, but I'm not on that screen, Michael. Christine Welker. Oh, the Today Show weekend anchor. Wow. Now, she's the White House correspondent. She's the fake news that's the badgering of Trump. And okay. Well, that just seems only fair, doesn't it? So what was going on in the world, folks, while we were distracted? And the week began with a circus they called a presidential debate and ended with the president being shuttled to Walter Reed after testing positive with the Rona. That's what the writer calls it, the Rona. Mary Christine says, meanwhile, a virtual conference was taking place in Washington, D.C., called the World Vaccine Congress. Did anybody hear of this? I didn't hear about it. Fox News didn't report on it. This was a four-day brainstorming session with 300 speakers and thousands in attendance, which of course included representatives from several pharmaceutical companies, plus military personnel, HHS, and other government agencies, and the NGOs. Our favorite, Dr. Shortstuff Fauci, opened the meeting as one of the first keynote speakers. There is a second World Vaccine Congress in Europe, and that's going to begin in just a couple of days on the 19th. Now, only one person with press credentials covered this extremely important meeting and reported on it. The Washington Post had a speaker there, but I've found no coverage from the WAPO or any other media outlet. Much of what transpired there will eventually impact everybody in the world. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. She says, recently I began following the WATB.TV. Dr. June Knight is the lady behind WATB. And when she announced that she was attending the conference so she could report on it, I decided I would listen to her daily updates. If you go to her website, you will notice that she is a Christian. Her story of her journey to D.C. as a journalist who has given press credentials to the White House and why she left to return to Tennessee is quite interesting, but not relevant to this subject matter. She enlisted several volunteers to watch with her to make sure that they did not miss anything. From what I gathered, it sounded like they were overloaded with information. They focused on one session each morning and afternoon. Each person would then contribute to the report what they have learned from that session. The updates were long, up to 2 hours, and Dr. Knight's delivery was presented in a relaxed, southern, conversational manner, rather than the traditional reports you would see in a typical news update. In other words, it was tedious. I kept notepaper with me, and I listened on earphones as I did my chores. Did I learn anything I didn't think I already knew? I think what I learned is that it confirms my worst suspicions on what is planned for the next 12 to 18 months. Got your attention now? I kind of thought I did. Now, you can view the daily agenda for the World Vaccine Congress, and this is posted on our site, so it's got all the annotations and the links and all that stuff. What I will present is a focus view of certain portions of that agenda. For instance, how they are using technology for both as a part of the vaccine and how they intend to use it to track who is vaccinated. Much of this focus was on the U.S. and the challenges they expect to have regarding vaccine hesitancy. Now, you want to know why the United States is the focus on this, because half the people of this country, when queried on the issue of the vaccines, you're going to take it, they're going, hell no. Hell no. You know who the biggest resistors are to this? The blacks in this country. Gee, do you think they found out about the Tuskegee experiments? Man, maybe. Remember when the president said the military would be used to distribute the vaccine in a very powerful way? Now, there was a military panel there, and the discussion included the challenges they had to overcome and what strategies were needed to overcome them. Challenges included misinformation, nationalism, and how to combat it. How to build people's trust. I think they're a little late on that subject, particularly with the black community. Oh, why did they mention that? I refer to my comment about they're not taking the damn vaccine. A particular concern were people harboring certain ideologies, including anti-vaxxers and people with religious objections. These people at the meeting were labeled as extremists and Nazis. But it's okay if you're Uncle Joe and you're a commie, right? Say it ain't so, Joe. Oh, that's the first name of the vice president that's trying to get in the White House, Oval Office, to run the rest of this country into the ground. Ain't happening. Last July, Yale University enrolled 4,000 participants in a study named COVID-19 Messaging Part 1. The study will help them decide what kind of messaging will be the most persuasive to convince the hesitant to get vaccinated. I believe this is also called propaganda. There will be a digital focus on the immune system using blockchain technology. Compliance will be enforced using surveillance. Let me repeat that again. Compliance will be enforced using surveillance. How do you read that? It's mandatory. Allowing people to move around freely, it makes it harder for them to locate them to make sure they're vaccinated. Getting people in quarantine faster. FEMA camp. And suggested as one way to be able to more easily locate people. Going back to the old normal is non-starter. That's not going to happen, according to these wonderful wizards. Mass social distancing and quarantines is the new normal, folks. Recently, the CDC released the initial draft on how the COVID-19 vaccine would be phased in. Page 11 shows a three-phased approach beginning with healthcare workers. Once there are enough doses to vaccinate the general population, public-private partnerships will be used to facilitate the efficient distribution of the vaccine. The Community Emergency Response Team is one aspect of this partnership. Many churches are part of the CRT that can be used as a place to set up mobile vaccine units. You better be careful. Those claiming to be closest to God will be judged the most harshly. I'll continue with this more on this subject. Nothing to see here. What was going on when everything else was happening? I'm telling you about it.
I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Says, before I move on to their discussion about possible vaccine ingredients, I think it's important to talk about the RT-PCR test. They're being used to diagnose who has a case. The question I don't hear anybody asking is just what exactly is considered a case. Is the person sick? Or are these just people who had the PCR test and got a positive reading? Spiro Skouras answers these questions on activistpost.com, and short excerpt here. But the PCR really developed with the intention of diagnosing infectious diseases? Is PCR capable of diagnosing infectious diseases? How could a test developed almost 40 years ago be used to diagnose a brand new disease found less than 1 year ago? In this report, we examine those questions in addition to reviewing video clips of multiple doctors weighing on a subject, including what the biochemist Carrie Mullis, who invented the PCR, and won a Nobel Prize in chemistry for doing so, has to say. The short answer for those who do not want to watch a 27-minute video is no. The PCR test was not meant to diagnose any infectious disease. In that very same video, Dr. Thomas Cohen, or Cowan, explains how the PCR is being used to manipulate the crisis and creating false positives and negatives. This is extremely important to understand, so I strongly encourage you to at least watch that part. It begins at the 16-minute mark, and we'll have this posted on republicbroadcasting.org. If you only watch that part, you will also miss Dr. Shortstuff Fauci explaining that it is highly unlikely that asymptomatic people are spreading the disease. Getting back to the World Vaccine Congress topic, executives from Merck, Janssen, that's Johnson & Johnson, GSK, Pfizer, Moderna, Inovio, Sanofi, and other manufacturers were in attendance. One of the topics on the agenda was bridging multiple technologies and therapeutics. Now, while they will not reveal what exactly is going to be included in their injections, they have stated that they intend to use the new mRNA messenger ribonucleic acid technology. For those of us who aren't familiar with what the mRNA does, a very simple explanation of what it does is that they carry genetic instructions that are blueprints every cell requires to become whatever it's supposed to be in the end. Now that begs the question, what is the mRNA technology? According to scientist Derek Rossi, who discovered this technology in 2010 and founded the company Moderna Inc., an excerpt here, he found a way to reprogram the molecules that carry the genetic instructions for cell development in the human body, not to mention all biological life forms. These molecules are called messenger ribonucleic acid, or the mRNA. And the newfound ability to rewrite those instructions to produce any kind of cell within a biological organism has radically changed the course of Western medicine and science, even if no one really has noticed yet. As Rossi himself puts it, the real important discovery here was you could now use mRNA, and if you got it into the cells, then you could get the mRNA to express any protein in the cells, and this was a big thing. Now, Moderna Inc. attracted almost $500 million in federal world award monies to begin developing vaccines using the technology. The article goes on to state that, this caught the attention of DARPA, whose Biological Technologies Office was already working on an implantable technology, which led to the development of hydrogel, which, by the way, if you haven't noticed, one drug company has already come out with a hydrogel Band-Aid that is in the shape of a Band-Aid, and this is the way that, we've got to deliver the vaccine to you. Hydrogel is the nanotechnology whose inventor early on boasted of if it pans out with approval from the FDA, then consumers could get the sensors implanted in their core to measure their levels of glucose, oxygen, and lactate. This contact lens-like material requires a special injector to be introduced under the skin where it can transmit light-based digital signals through a wireless network like, you guessed it, 5G. The private company created to market this technology that allows for biological process to be controlled remotely and opens the door to the potential manipulation of our biological responses and ultimately our entire existence. It's called Profusa Inc., and its operations are funded with millions from the NIH and DARPA. In March, the company was quietly inserted into the crowded COVID-19 bazaar in March 2020 when it announced an injectable biochip for the detection of viral respiratory diseases, including COVID-19. Folks, this may seem a little boring and dry to you, but I hope you're listening because this is what they're planning for the next 12 to 18 months. Do I still have your attention?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show, The Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out.
Ingredients such as cell cultures from aborted fetuses used in the development of vaccines are a concern to many Christians due to the moral issues, and non-Christians because of the ick factor. Yuck. I find these things to be rather alarming, but continuing on with the last subject, they focused on mandatory vaccines around the world. Are they working? While most of the logistics about how this is all going to be rolled out is secret, including the fact that they are immune to FOIA requests, we do have the bare-bones first draft available from the CDC, which seems to match up to the discussion about mandates. The rollout will not initially include a mandate. A soft rollout will most likely be how the first doses will be dispensed. Those first doses are to be dispensed to healthcare workers and people considered to be at high risk of becoming infected. As production continues and more doses are available, the pressure to be injected will increase. Draconian measures, with Australia being used as an example of draconianism, are not considered to be useful at this time in the U.S. However, if vaccine hesitancy should continue to be a problem, then a mandate is not out of the question. In a recent article in the EJM bears this out. Noncompliance should incur a penalty, and notes that it should be a relatively substantial one. It suggests that employment suspension or stay-at-home orders should be issued, but that fines should be discouraged because they can be legally challenged and may stoke distrust without improving uptake. RT reported on this and opined, whatever they do, authorities should avoid flaunting their relationship with vaccine manufacturers, the paper recommends. A tall order, given that President Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed vaccine development initiative is helmed by Moncef Soluri, the former head of the pharma giant GlaxoSmithKline's vaccine division, who had to quit the board of directors of Moderna, a front-runner in a vaccine race, to take the job. Now, Soluri notoriously was forced to offload over $10 million in Moderna stock after its value briefly skyrocketed following the announcement of promising early trial results. A more in-depth look at Soluri is and what his goals are is available in the annotations and the links, folks, to that story. More recently, this gentleman sits on the boards of pharmaceutical companies and biotechnology organizations. He's also partner at Medics Investment Firm, chairman of the board of Galvani Bioelectronics, chairman of the board at Sutrovax, and sits on the boards of Artesian Biosciences, Human Vaccine Project, and Moderna Therapeutics. Each of these companies is involved in vaccine development and the emerging field of bioelectronics. Galvani Bioelectronics was formed out of the agreement with Verify Life Sciences, LLC, formerly Google Life Sciences, an Alphabet company, you don't think, and GSK. The goal is to enable the research, development, and commercialization of the bioelectronic medicines. That looks like a compelling argument for a conflict of interest to me. A couple more things that I find extremely concerning, and I want to pass this on. The use of agencies that combat terrorism to deal with the anti-vaxxers is an idea that's being considered. Also, the vaccine manufacturers will be immune from liability for vaccine injuries caused by their products. If anyone does want to listen to that report from WATB TV, you can listen to day 4, and again, it's annotated. And from there, you can find other reports. I will warn you that they had the reporting process down by day 4. And that's the shortest and easiest one to listen to, so make some crib notes when you go to it. For me, after nearly 6 months of 2 weeks to flatten the curve, I am left with more questions than answers, even considering the fact that I know much more about what seems to be going on here than I did back in March. Questions like, the virus has a greater than 99.97% survival rate? Why are we still dealing with mask mandates when Spiro Skouras has Dr. Fauci on a video stating it's highly unlikely that asymmetric people are spreading the disease? Why are the government and pharmaceutical companies so hell-bent on developing a vaccine in record time if both the above are true? Why are we using PCR tests to diagnose an infectious disease that was not designed for that purpose? And how many people are false positive that had to quarantine for no reason whatsoever? Why is the CDC saying that they never even isolated a specific genetic sequence for SARS-CoV-2? Why does the military and the DOD need to be involved? Why is DARPA and big tech involved in vaccines? Why all the secrecy surrounding the vaccine contracts that are being handed out under Operation Warp Speed? And why is it that more and more scientists and medical professionals are speaking out against this COVID agenda, but that information gets suppressed? What is the real agenda here? Could the Great Reset be a real agenda? What do you think? One last question, and this one's the most alarming of all. Why on September 21st, 2018, Did Microsoft apply for a patent for a cryptocurrency system that uses the human body activity data? Sounds to me like somebody's getting ready for something. And you can see why, folks. There is this little murmur out there going on that, well, part of the Great Reset is going to be all digital currency. They're going to do away with that nasty, dirty money that we just have this ability to lay our little dirty hands on and pass it to another dirty little hand that might spread the infection. Yeah, we saw that one coming. Nobody's talking about that one. I believe this still can be stopped, but only if we stop believing the lies. Back in March, Trump said, "We are at war with an invisible enemy." As the old saying goes, the first casualty of war is the truth. Wow. Now, this Today Show weekend anchor, Christine Welker. Now, this is going to happen next Thursday. What's the date next Thursday, Mikey? The 22nd. And the woman that's going to be moderating this, Kristen Welker, open up your mic, Mike, and tell me what you found out about Kristen Welker.
I was scrolling down to the bottom of her Wikipedia page, and the last thing just says, oh, she's married to Merck's director of marketing, John Hughes. I was like, Merck, huh? And then you mentioned Merck in the story you were just reading. I'm like, oh, great, they're keeping it all nice and tight. And yeah, see, it says yourtango.com covers her, you know, fairy tale romance and marriage to this guy. John Hughes is a marketing director at Merck in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and has been in that position since February of 2015. However, it appears that Hughes has been with the company since 2006 and has worked his way up through the company. So I wonder if we're going to have some, you know, sponsorship.
Do you think there might be a conflict of interest here? Do you think that she's going to be loaded with bear with COVID-19 questions for the president?
I want to see it for sure. Maybe they'll have some sponsorship stickers and billboards. I'm expecting some commercials at least for some vaccines with, you know, Merck in the mix on that one.
Wow. Thank you. Appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, that, nothing to see here, folks. Let's just move along. Let me see. What did we have? Oh, the Democrat that really hates Donald Trump doing the first debate, Chris Wallace. Yeah, that wasn't bad enough. And then we've got to bring in this other twit from USA Today. And we all know that USA Today is a conservative, truth-telling news operation. Yeah, we know that, right? This is the woman that interrupted Donald Trump in a town hall meeting 61 times, rather than just relying more on questions from the audience, which they ask a question, and then they shut up and they hear the response.
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating. By the way, Mikey, I'm sending that over to you right now as I speak to make sure that we have it up on our website. While you were distracted.
Oh, and you said USA Today? You mean Savannah Guthrie?
Yeah.
She's also on the Today Show, I guess, right? The Today Show.
Is she?
Yeah, she does the... Yeah, she's Monday through Friday.
See, I wasn't even aware of that. So yeah. Now we have this even tighter knit little group.
Yes.
I see. Wow. What? Yeah, you know what I did? I put out the wrong number. The call-in number, folks. Shame on me. Well, it's new. Why do I not see the other number on... Oh, okay. Okay. Let me get myself straightened around here. Hold on. All right. I put out the wrong number. I actually gave you the toll-free number for the office and not specifically the phone line, call-in line. For callers, that's 512-248-8252. And the toll-free number that rings at the front office, 512-246-9549. Sorry about that. So, we have this neatly sewed up, supposedly debate or Q&A time that has been neatly wrapped up. What did Trump say down in Fort Myers today? He said, "I thought the deep state was this thick." No, it's this thick. Wow. All right. What is short enough here? Wait a minute, Mike. Let me complete my job here of sending that story over to you so people can look at this. And folks, please use the information that we provide on republicbroadcasting.org. Send it to your email trees. You're part of the Freedom Council out there, folks. All right? You know, the we the people and, you know, yeah. What do you got, Mikey? Murr in Wisconsin. Hello, Murr.
Hey, yeah, I wondered if it was the same number that Richard and Mike Rivera were giving out, so I jumped right on it when you said that was the wrong number, because I'd put that number down too, but I hadn't tried it yet. So, yeah, it's 10 cents a minute for me, but I, you know, because I don't have a plan. I'm on the landline, but well
ten,
worth
ten,
it.
Whoa. Who the hell do you have as a phone company? Attila the Hun, Inc.?
Yeah, Midwest Tel.
Midwest what?
Midwest Telephone. It's a conglomerate here around Vernon County and nearby. Well,
it doesn't sound like there's any competition in town. If you're paying 10 cents a minute, nobody's charged 10 cents a minute for long distance since, I think, the 70s.
Well, it's if you have a plan, and I didn't want to get a plan.
Well, you ain't got much of a plan if you're paying 10 cents a minute, so I can understand.
Well, you'd be surprised. So a plan would be like, you know, 40 bucks a month or something.
What? This is the 21st century. Everything's cloud-based. Lady, Murr, you're getting raked over the coals there.
No. I'm
ahead
of the game. I'm ahead of the game by not playing the game. I don't have any cell phone. I don't have anything wireless.
Uh-huh.
I don't do two-faced book or Twitter or any of that. You know, I might read some of the stuff, and I'll pull some really good articles out of the queue. I like the queue. It's better than Queer Massage Drudge ever was.
Yeah, and what happened to the Drudge Report? Totally gone off the cliff.
He was like that all along. You know, it was way back years ago when before I stopped looking at it. You know, I looked for a top story that should be on there, and it wasn't. And when it finally did come out, he had it way down the side. And I'm like, nope, that's enough for you. But what really gave it away was when he and X-Max Hicks, Alex Jones, were in all the Talmudia ads saying, you know, putting them down, supposedly, Jones and Drudge, right? And they'd play that. That was when I'd still have Jones playing, and I'm like, yeah, there's too much stuff missing. But that is where I found out about Republic Broadcasting. So, you know, and he did wake up a few different things, like the census. He told people,
file. You've talked entirely too long about my nemesis down here in Central Texas. Thank you.
He's a fat... never mind.
Careful.
His name is Bill Hicks. He's going to be 59 in December. Does he look 40s to you? Hello?
Oh, gosh.
Sometimes his eyes are blue, and sometimes he doesn't wear the contact lenses, and they're brown.
Yes.
Look on the BitChute interview with E. Michael Jones in particular. I was surprised. A lot of times I'll freeze frame, and I'll get the magnifying and kind of snoop around, and I was surprised because the background colors he had kind of hides it, but he's got brown eyes in that video. You know, sometimes I guess his eyes might be watering, and he don't want people to think he's crying or something. So,
At any rate.
Yeah.
At any rate, anything else?
Yeah, so you guys are going to be doing the Liberty Beacon TV thing and.
No. See, there you go. I'm nosing around with stuff that we're not ready to disclose yet. So you're making me...
Well, I've heard that for months.
Well, you heard
you
what?
You know, V and everybody's
whoa.
2 weeks.
What?
2 weeks.
What? What does V know about it? V's not a founding member. I am, and I'm here to tell you that I don't want to tell you.
Well, okay. It'll be a surprise for Christmas, huh?
It's going to be... Let's see, what's the date today? The 16th. It still will be an October surprise. Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And especially, you're going to love this one, Mar. What did you call Facebook Two-Face?
Two-Facebook, yeah. My neighbor called it that because her daughter kind of got lost to it, taken in by somebody. And yeah. Anyhow.
Well, this is directly going to challenge Two-Face and Twitless out there. And this is going to be a... mechanism that's going to be worldwide that, well, the moles and the trolls, they are not welcome. And this is not, we're not talking about censoring anybody that has an opinion to express. Because, Murr, we understand that in order to have our First Amendment, that people must retain the ability to express themselves without censorship. And,
yep.
this is what the cloud gods had decided to do is, well, we're going to go with official whatever, and if it's conspiracy theory, or the latest one I liked was Joey's son with the laptop that the idiot dropped off, and he had all kinds of information that's blowing up the world right now. You know, it's fascinating to me. They have tried everything, Murr, to try to control, to try to scare the crap out of people. But the more that they're doing this and the more time that passes, the more resistance that's going on. How is the resistance going on? By real people out there, 500 doctors in Europe, hundreds of doctors in the United States, going, wait a minute here, the COVID-19 is crap. And we're trying to tell people, but they won't allow them on any news platform, any satellite news show. They won't allow them on Twitless or Two-Face or anything else. Well, we're going to create a venue that is going to go worldwide with the one thing that scares the hell out of the globalists and their communist little lackeys is the truth.
Yep.
So, I tap danced around that without really telling anybody. Did it sound convincing, Murr?
Sure.
Okay.
Whatever you say, John. Hey.
What?
Hey, listen, people, listen to True News, TRUNEWS. I was just tuned into there a little while ago when they were doing their live thing, and they have an interview with a Daily Caller interviewer interviewing Giuliani, and it's so totally, like all the stuff now, the interviewers, the press interviewers are like interrogators. They're like arrogant interrogators, like they did with the guy that had the shop where the laptop was brought into.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to keep from getting himself killed.
Well, I think he's pretty safe now. He's called the FBI. He wanted that thing out of his shop. He realized what he had, and he realized that this could, in Murder, Inc. world today that we live in, it's called Politics USA, that in fact he could be sacrificed for knowing anything of anything of great import.
And it was a year ago.
Yes, it was.
And he gave it to the FBI. And so more recently, when he found the child porn on there, he went to the local.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't do anything, so he got it to Giuliani. So.
Yeah. And isn't it fascinating? And my point was that, no, this was not hacked. No, this was not stolen information. This idiot Biden dropped the laptop off and forgot about it. I mean, he dropped off a loaded gun to be picked up and shot at him with. And these people are so stupid and arrogant. Is that this is their Achilles heel, Mar. They're so sloppy. They're so arrogant that they think that they're bulletproof, and they are not.
They're smoking their own dope. They think everybody else is stupid. Dopes.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm sorry, who? Kevin in West Virginia. I'm sorry, I don't have my caller screen open, so I'm yelling through the glass. Go ahead, Kevin.
I just wanted to ask you, with all of these...
Okay, you're going to have to do something about your phone because it's real thin and the bandwidth is crowded. So try it again.
I'm going to walk outside.
That'd be a good idea. Stick one arm out, yeah. One leg out, and turn 180 degrees.
Is that any better, sir?
Yes, it is.
I'm
go ahead.
That's better.
Go ahead.
All right, cool. These whole things about Joe and Hunter Biden and Twitter and Facebook suppressing all of this, I'm wondering, because I think it's having a Streisand effect where it's blowing up in their face and people are going to say, hey, what's really going on with this crime syndicate family? Do you feel that this is blowing up in their face, too, by the suppression, by trying to have this suppressed?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Rephrase, please.
Okay.
Who's blowing up in whose face?
The Biden campaign, their whole campaign with all of this, and Twitter and Facebook having this suppressed. Do you feel that this is going to have negative repercussions for the Biden campaign?
You know, I don't think that it's going to matter.
Honestly, Kevin,
I don't think it's going to matter. I'm watching what the people are doing because they don't trust the mail-in ballots. They're queuing up to early vote. I mean, it's 10 times more people that are showing up to vote early than back in 2016. So that's one indicator. And then I'm starting to look at people. They're starting to look at the votes and the percentages. Places that, Trump was battling to capture Wisconsin and whatever in 2016. It looks like they're pretty much in Trump's camp now. So,
no, I agree. You know, I agree with you. It's just what I'm worried about and what I'm, you know, I know these Democrats are going to try to contest the election.
Sure.
You know, any way possible, they're going to contest it. And, you know, I know Pelosi is going to try to pull. And I don't know if you've read the 20th Amendment and the 20th Amendment in particular, Section 3. And if you have read it, it talks about by any means, you know, the House can, you know, seat a president. I mean, that's unconstitutional in its part. And I don't understand in that part it's in particular. I don't understand how Amendment 20, Section 3 was even ratified under the Constitution, because that in itself is unconstitutional and goes against what the Constitution originally said.
Kevin,
so how can they pull this off?
Kevin, thank you very much for demonstrating that we have a lot of work to do after we get past the coup here. And I want you to remember one thing. It's an old maxim in law. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Trump possesses the Oval Office, as he has for the last going on 4 years, and he will, even though it's going to be contested, but it's not going to matter. Because the Electoral College is still in there, he's going to nail this, and I'm sure they're probably going to dig up enough votes out there to go, see, you know, in our democracy, you know, the popular vote, Hillary Clinton got three million more votes than Donald Trump did. Well, that's okay if you're in your democracy, but not the Electoral College real world, the way it's constructed and the way it was laid out by the founders of this is how this thing should work. But at any rate, having said all of that, I think that's a non sequitur. I really do.
No, I agree with you. And one other point that I wanted to make with you, and you say it all the time, and I agree with you 100%. And when people around me say it, I have to say something. We are not a democracy.
Thank you. We
are a constitutional limit republic.
Yes.
Stop saying we're a democracy, because we're not. And it makes me so mad and it gets under my skin. It's like, what planet do you guys live on?
Well,
like, do you even know what mob rule is or democracy is?
You just hit one of my themes and one of my memes for the 2020 year coming up. There's the administrative state to clean up, but first we got to get the little commies out of the way first, Kev.
Exactly.
All
right. You have a great day, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling in. All right, folks, please support the network by way of donations. We're going to have T-shirts, right, Steve, available within probably a week. Ooh, the old RBN. And we've got new cards in as well. Uh-oh. So at any rate, please donate to the network. We appreciate your support very much. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. Have faith, folks. We're on the march. They're on the run.
I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. OxySilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.